But you know, man, I always tell the story whenever I hear that song or when I used to DJ, I used to play that song. That was my brother's first words. Like, whoop, there it is.
Oh, I thought it was going to be tag team.
Nah. He was a baby, obviously, but it was whoop, ah, whoop, ah.
See, now there was whoop, and yeah. There was whoop. With the M.
With the whoop. M? Oh, yeah. 69 boys, right?
Yes.
See, man, I was a kid. I didn't know what 69
meant.
Yeah. Just, that's an interesting name. They the 69 boys.
I can count to 69, too.
Yeah.
Also 95 South, too.
95 South? Yeah. Oh, both of them did that?
No, 95 South did Woot.
Woot? There it is?
69 boys did Woot.
Oh, is that what Mike was talking about?
No, what was Tag Team? What did Tag Team sing then?
Wait, Tag Team was another group?
Yeah, Tag Team was another group.
Well, Tag Team did Whoop, there it is. So it wasn't 69 Boys. Or did 69 Boys do a...
69 Boys did something.
The Butterfly, the Tootsie Roll.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's what they did. Yeah, they did the Tootsie Roll. Okay.
That's right.
All that, you know, that Miami...
In Miami South.
It was all the same. It was all the same before at one point. If you want Uncle Luke, you was just them boys trying to be Uncle Luke and them. Yeah. Man, y'all made some hits, though.
But hey, man. All of it was meant to get everybody on the dance floor. That's all it.
Right.
Before, you know, the thing is, a lot of these kids think twerking is new. Twerking is not new.
Right, that ain't new. It's just...
That ain't new. Ask your mama to show pictures of Freaknik.
Oh, see my what God.
We can definitely say
it's twerking is new to white people.
Yes.
Yeah. See, it became mainstream.
Wait, did you just credited twerking on the mainstream to Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus introduced it to white people.
Stop.
She did. What other white person you know that was twerking?
That was twerking before Miley.
Twerking before
but
Miley.
But she wasn't twerking. She was doing this new twerking, though. So it all came together.
It was new to him. She didn't know what she was doing.
But I'm saying, though, it was like a YouTube thing then. Everybody was doing it. And
got twerk teams.
You can say Miley did it for the culture. Yeah. When you think about celebs, she put it on. It was on YouTube. Miley took it to the Grammys, or took it to the VMAs, or wherever she was twerking in the frog suit.
Man, see, that's cultural appropriation.
Really want to hold on to that one? Twerking.
I'm just saying, man.
Ain't nothing.
Why is it that we've been doing something for years?
Yeah.
And then as soon as Miley or whoever else comes out,
mainstream
now all of a sudden
culture.
It becomes mainstream and now it's a big idea. All of a sudden when Kim Kardashian had got her cornrows and stuff, talking about their Bo Derek braids. And Bo Derek.
Who is that?
Yep.
Who is Bo Derek?
Actress, like she was a famous model and actress back in the 70s, and she was one of the Bond girls. The famous, you see it if you look her up. It's the same.
I ain't never been a James Bond fan, so
I'm not either. But everybody knows who Bo Derek is from the standpoint. She was one of those that when she came out the ocean and stuff, and she had her bikini on, and she had her hair braided and everything else, and she had it in cornrows.
Oh.
So you had this white model back in the 70s who had her hair in cornrows.
She had a nice body.
She was a white model, so.
So no.
From the 70s.
This can be a no for that one. So she wasn't Pam Grier. Pam Grier, man.
Pam Grier
was the baddest
was,
woman on the planet. Man.
Foxy Brown.
Boy, I used to watch Coffee.
Yeah.
That movie.
Yeah.
Any movie. Because I knew she was going to take her top off at some point.
I don't know who she is, but
Bo Derek. Oh, she do look bad.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the sunlight behind her, though. I don't know. Oh, man. Y'all...
She was a cute girl now.
Yeah, she was tall and slim. Slender.
Yeah, I guess
that's
so.
How they mostly are.
Yeah, I guess
I mean,
so.
That's just models in general, regardless of their.
There's no ear regardless.
That's not a word?
No, it is not. It's just regardless.
Every time you try to do something, heck, I'm a nigga from Facebook University. I'm like, oh, sorry. Technically speaking, that's not how you use. I didn't know that.
Yeah, irregardless is not a word.
I did not know that. Okay. Cool.
All good, though.
It's all good.
Hey,
I
ain't mean
to call you the N-word. My apologies.
You're all right,
yeah,
man.
It's Juneteenth, so I apologize for that.
We coming up on it.
Yeah. Are
y'all going out to the festival?
Are we going to the festival? Why did you ask us that? And now we got to answer you.
The answer would be a no.
No, man.
But it's not because it's not because I'm not interested. It's just the fact that I have other obligations.
I'm a free man now, so I ain't got to. Yeah. Most people don't know what Juneteenth is for our non-Afro-American Negro listeners. Yeah, Juneteenth is the history. We got a history.
Yeah, remember, basically when the slaves were, the Emancipation Proclamation, when Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, it took a while. We didn't have internet, didn't have cell phones or email or anything like that.
Instagram
it took a little year. Yeah, it took a little while to get to Texas.
Yeah.
And so by June 19th,
it was June 19th.
June 19th.
Oh,
yeah. They
okay.
Yeah, slaves finally realized. Oh, we free too.
Wait, I've been working for a year for free.
Hey, well, see, you know what? A lot of times, I think Juneteenth honestly should be
a national holiday.
It
should be recognized.
It should be recognized.
That's one thing. Like, no, we're not gonna go down there. Oh yeah, I'm gonna stay right there. It should be. And I think that's. Remember back when we did the Black History podcast? I was like, I feel like people should get to know other people's cultures. That's what I mean. I feel like that's on people who care about that. You should tell your white friends. You should have them over for dinner, like a group of them, a gang of them, maybe even a clan of them, and have them over for her.
A clan of them? Oh, boy. I don't think I want a clan at my house.
No? I mean, like, it's just a large group of people.
Nah, I got you.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, have a whole gang
of
them
bring
over.
Their crosses.
Yeah. Like, just wear them on your chest. Yeah, not. Anyway.
Your Jesus peace.
Right. But, no, have them over and, like, share things. Like, watch documentaries. Have tough conversations.
Well, you know what? I agree with having those conversations, but it's one of those where it has to be a safe place. You know what I mean? It has to be one of those.
Your house.
No, I don't mean physical.
Oh.
I mean just a safe place, like where I can express, you know, my thoughts or my beliefs without you taking offense and vice versa. And, you know, those are difficult conversations to have. And also, you know, you don't want to sit up there and walk away. You want to walk away having some type of understanding from the other perspective as much as possible.
Definitely.
But
I think you got to run the chance of somebody being offended in order to have honest dialogue. Like,
well, how do you
risk.
How do you initiate those conversations? Because there are some people that, you know, they're oblivious to what it is that's going on. And,
really,
you know,
are.
I look at, you know, we kind of were talking about it beforehand where we talk about some of the blatant racism that's in this country right now. And it's not even that bothers me as much because I'd rather know what it is that you feel. I'd rather be upfront. It's the ones that make excuses for the blatant racism is where I have a problem. And those are the ones that I really would like to talk to. There's a lot of times where I believe people, I'm going to try to put this delicately. There are times where people do things that may be considered racist.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that what they're doing is being considered racist. So when somebody says, oh, that's racism, you defend it. And you're like, no, it's not. But you don't realize that it is because it probably just doesn't affect you.
Yeah. So that's why I said we got to have those conversations.
Yeah.
Like if you got a friend, like, that's something I want to do with my friends.
I got a couple of friends that I could think of. Well, I'm not even going to say friends.
See, that's
I'll say there are a couple. There's probably a couple of coworkers, former coworkers that I could.
Do you want to talk to them, though? Do you care what they think? I care what my friends think. I don't really care
my
coworkers or other people that I don't have an outside relationship with. Like,
it's not that. I think it's just educating people. I think it's educating because you never know to what lengths that where your influence can go. Maybe they did not realize what know, how that, how their thoughts or beliefs was affecting other people, then maybe if you're able to shed some light, then maybe that can make them take a step back and reassess, and then they can share that with their friends. Like, you know, I thought the same thing, but and so you can go from that standpoint. It's not that I necessarily, I don't want to say I don't care about what they think, but you know.
Yeah. You shrugging your shoulders, they can't see that.
I know. Yeah. It's a that emoji.
Yeah. But yeah, that's something I want to do with my friends though. Is have those conversations. Like I want
to. You do know they hear you snapping, man.
No,
just,
they don't.
Just go ahead and say
our mics are good.
I'm hearing you.
Yeah, you are.
If the, I can hear it, they can hear it.
Can y'all? Oh, y'all can't. I can't hear y'all.
You want them? You want them to respond?
Yes.
Email us at mkpodcast.
If we was on live right now, y'all good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm trying to get Marty's attention. That's why I keep snapping. Grab my bag, man.
Why don't you just say Marty? He's in the room, man. Like, everybody
I'm saying
knows Marty.
I'm trying to keep talking at the same time. Anyway, man, Marty, you got to edit this part.
Man, this is just going off the...
But yeah, we're going to...
Yeah, this is going off the rails.
Marty, you got to edit this part. All right. Swoosh. All right.
And
that was our transition.
Take two.
But no, Mike, what I wanted, like I said, that's something we need in this country is people need to have more conversations and things like that. Anyway, that's enough about that. What I did want to get into some less serious matters is I got some news headlines here, man. It's a new segment we're working on. We ain't got no name for it yet, but we got a new segment here. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to just kind of run off some news headlines.
All right.
And I'm just going to get your raw reaction to them. Okay?
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Let's see. Cuba Gooding Jr. charged in alleged groping incident. Wait. What do you think about Cuba, man?
Cuba. God. You know what?
Boat trip.
Ever since Boys in the Hood.
I knew you was going to bring it up.
Since Boys in the Hood, like, Cuba, I mean, he's safe.
He's safe.
So this is a little, it seems a little out of character for Cuba. So I was surprised when I saw that. When I saw the brother in handcuffs, I was just like, got another one.
Got another one. Okay.
Yeah. That one surprised me. What did you think about it?
Man, Cuba, I heard was...
Show me the money!
Right. And all I saw in my head when he found out was just about this, I just envisioned him punching the air.
and Boys in the
Hood.
Yeah,
he was punching the air. You remember Don't Be a Menace when he was... And Trey was punching the air, then he started punching the little kids. All right, next headline. Your girl, Cardi. Cardi B vows she's never getting plastic surgery again.
Let me tell you something, man.
Come on, man.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I love Cardi. I've already stated that Cardi is my ratchet crush, man. Mm-hmm. She's anytime she was on TV, when she was on Love and Hip Hop, I had to stop whatever I was doing just for Cardi, man. She was just, I don't know. But one of the things that always gets me, ladies, I need y'all to love yourselves. Like it kills me, man. Very seldom do you see somebody get plastic surgery and actually look better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, say that one more time?
Whenever people, especially on their face, whenever somebody gets that plastic surgery on their face.
Like, look him? Like, what?
Wait. I'm going to push back on that. Have y'all not seen the Kardashians?
I do not. I'm not. Nah.
You need to do it before and after because.
Nah.
I mean, she made up, but Kim Kardashian bad.
I thought Kim looked better before.
She well put together. All
it's
pun
fake.
Intended. I said all pun intended.
Yeah, the ratio, man, the thighs to the ratio is off, man.
Why? Like, who looking at her thighs,
bruh?
You're a thigh man?
Yeah.
I ain't never heard a brother say that before.
Yeah.
I need for it to go all up together.
Yeah, it needs to be proportional, man. It's not a nice thigh. It's not like when Madonna just when she got her work done last year, it's like she looked like she's sitting on two basketballs. Like, it just don't... It doesn't.
I know some girls from around the way that look like they're sitting on two basketballs. I mean, it's real, but...
Well, and I know... And so what happens is the thighs actually go with...
But some people have too much thigh. That's how... Some people got too much thigh.
Oh, man.
Like some women, I know what this big thing for some women, thigh gap. Because, like, I know this one girl, her thighs... They meet at the top and all the way down to the bottom of her ankles. Like, it's just, ain't no in between. Like, it's just, there's a meeting with her thigh point, all the way down.
But the point being is, she natural.
That ain't natural. What are you talking about? Jesus ain't make us look like that. No, shout out, you know, shout out to everybody that got, you know, that's gapless. But, you know, we grew into that.
Man, I'm not a plastic surgery guy. Like, it just doesn't attract me. That's just me.
I, you know, all natural.
That's just me.
Even with the breasts?
Yes.
I haven't seen some.
They just. If that's you, shout out, cool. That's just not my. I just don't find it.
I need a little gravity. I need a little gravity, man.
They don't have to be pointing up. Gravity is okay, man. Mother Nature is all right. Mother Nature is all right, man.
See, that was my thing when I was. I always try to play with the end in mind. And when everybody, like when we was younger, you know, big booty girls, that's what everybody wanted. I was thinking about, yo, when she get older, what is it gonna look like? I, you know what? I take something small and petite. And she'll grow into a big booty girl. I'll die with a big booty girl.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. All natural. So, shout out to Cardi B. I'm glad she's no longer getting plastic surgery.
Okay. So. Well, all right. Next headline I got you. an alligator is swimming in a Texas lake with a knife in its head.
So many questions.
So many.
Like, was it a drunken bar fight? Like, how did this happen?
I'm pretty sure. That was a real night,
right? Hey, man. You know what? That's when you know you had a good party, man.
Yeah.
That was a good party.
Dude, so, you got a freaking knife in your head.
You got a...
Hey, Bill. I bet you can't throw this knife across the lake. I bet y'all can. And you throw it, and then you don't think nothing of it in the morning. Then you see the alligator. Billy, I did it.
So many questions.
So many questions. All right, let's get a couple more in.
He's still swimming with that knife in his hand.
It's an alligator, man.
He can't get it out. Somebody have to get it out for him.
He dead?
No, it's an alligator, man.
Not necessarily. It depends.
They alligators. They like 3 billion years old, if you believe in that kind of stuff. But all right, let's see. I know Mike doesn't like getting into politics, but I want to answer him about this one. France will send a new friendship tree to Trump after the last one died.
How ironic. That's all I can say. That's just ironic, man. So is half his cabinet and everything's just falling apart.
Yeah. A pig detained in patrol car after police catch him loitering in town.
Pig reminds his own business.
Right.
And, you know, racial profiling.
Right.
Cops wind up picking him up.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying. Like, come on.
I think that's ironic that
a pig got arrested
by a cop.
Yeah. I'll just leave it at that.
I got a lot of cop friends. All right.
Shout out to law enforcement.
This ain't that interesting. Woman finds man living in attic above bedroom. Okay.
That's creepy.
That's creepy, man.
Hold on, she discovered a guy was living in her house?
That's creepy.
In her attic above her bedroom.
Wow.
Man. Gives a new meaning to the man upstairs, right?
Hey, man. That ain't. Yeah.
Right.
Like, that dude coming downstairs, like, when you leave the house, that dude coming around downstairs, nose off. Nah, man, that ain't cool. That ain't cool.
Yeah, that ain't.
It made me think of Bro Man from Fifth Floor.
From Fifth Floor?
Yeah.
Bro, man, you can't just be up in the attic, bro. Hey, got these sandwiches.
I just
sandwiches.
Came to get a sandwich.
Got these sandwiches man.
Bro, man, need love, too.
Right. Let's see. Let's do one more. Is this exciting? I feel like this happens. Man punched Lyft driver after being refused a ride.
Well, that's probably why you were refused right. a ride. Like, come on, man. Come on. Oh, man. Now, y'all be careful out there with them Lyft and Ubers, man. That's exactly why. You just proved my point, sir.
Right. Well, that's a few news headlines from around the nation. And
Yeah.
We gotta get a sponsor for that.
Yeah, we do, man.
Anybody wanna sponsor us?
Apparently it was a slow headline. Slow news day.
Right. Oh well. Anyway, into more current things that we wanna talk about. Last night,
the Toronto
Raptors of Canada came to good old U.S. and handled business.
Boy, I tell you, we're going to get, if you ain't like Drake before.
Oh, man.
Boy.
Yeah.
Aubrey is going to be in your, he's going to be in your ears now. Right. Aubrey's going to be all up in it.
So, yeah, man, but it was a really good finals, man. This is probably the most storied NBA finals ever. It's like, it felt more like a soap opera than it felt like basketball.
I think it was just due to all the injuries. That was the thing that was looming over the series, this entire series.
Yeah.
I think that Golden State, shout out to Golden State, man. Yeah. I mean, they had an incredible run.
Yeah.
They had a chance.
Yeah, I don't think it's done, but yeah.
Yeah. I think depending on how their free agency goes, I think Golden State will be right back in the mix, in a couple of years after everybody gets healthy.
I think they'd be back next year. But yeah.
I don't think KD's gonna sign again, I think, with Golden State just because of the injury. He's gonna get that $31 million player option.
Yeah.
After that, I think he's gonna test the free agent market.
You know, it'd be interesting if he didn't sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any team he goes to, if he does not pick up the player option,
mm-hmm.
he's going to get a max deal. Like, I would sign KD in a heartbeat, max deal.
That would be throwing money away.
No, it would not.
No, I'm saying for that first year, it's not likely that he plays.
It's an investment. That's how come I think that he's going to sign with Golden State to pick up that $31 million
while he's
and then he'll go out to free agent. So he got $31 million that he'll pocket while he's sitting on the sideline.
That's crazy.
And then he'll go into free agency, and then I think he'll get a max deal wherever he goes. I think if he stays with Golden State, though, he'll get the supermax. But you can only have how many supermax deals on a team? Two or three?
I don't know what the new supermax CBA is.
Yeah, for supermax, I want to say you can do two supermax.
I think you can. It depends on if that Rose rule is in effect, and because that's what the holdup was with Anthony Davis and Boston.
Man, I'm gonna be honest with you. Honestly think, don't get me wrong, I enjoy watching the NBA Finals, but with the NBA, it's hard for me to keep up throughout the season because it's so long.
Yeah.
I like the playoffs. Playoffs?
Yeah.
You're talking about playoffs?
That's a soundbite we need, Marty.
I know, right? But free agency for the NBA, to me, is better than the regular season.
Yeah, it's dramatic. That's dramatic. That's why I think, this finals was so interesting because of all the side conversation stuff. It was just really like, is KD gonna play? Is he not gonna play? Is Klay gonna play? Is Kawhi healthy? What's Steph Curry gonna do? Like, you know, that's how the media kind of builds the story up, and then we all kind of just fall into it.
You know, the funny thing about it is, do you think, first of all, let me ask you this. Do you think KD should have played? Not thinking about, knowing he was going to tear it.
Not knowing he was going to get hurt.
Yeah. Do you think he should have played?
Man, if the calf felt fine, I don't know what my voice did that, but yeah. the calf muscle felt fine because I've had the injury before, but I wasn't out as long as KD was out. And if I'll say, yeah, man, I do know this though. If I was KD, and this is hard to do, but I don't think I would have played the style that I'm accustomed to playing. I would have stayed in the corner.
More shooting, just catch and shoot.
Catch and shoot. I want to try to take people off the dribble. Even if I felt fine, I wouldn't, even though I'm nothing like Kevin Durant as a basketball player, but I would have been out there for spacing, catching and shooting. And then
you're always going to be a threat.
Yeah, I'm a threat because the first few shots he took, that's all I would have done.
I think the ironic part is he was cleared by the doctors for Golden State to play.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure his team talked about it, and, given the fact that you're talking about the finals, I get all of that. But that aside, the team doctors cleared him to play.
Yeah.
And then he wound up getting hurt 12 minutes into the game. Or 11 minutes in, whatever.
He had 11 points.
To me, it's ironic that this is the same thing that happened with Kawhi when the doctors would cleared him.
Yeah.
But Kawhi was like, I'm not playing. Like, I don't feel right.
Right.
And everybody started putting pressure on him in San Antonio, including his teammates, questioning him.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, I don't feel right. And because of that, it led to him not trusting San Antonio and eventually going to Toronto. And ironically, he got injured against Golden State in the playoffs when he was destroying them. Yeah. So I think that it just comes full circle that he was like, regardless of what the doctors are saying, I'm telling you my body does not feel right.
Right.
And I'm not ready to come back. And so that's what I think he meant when he was talking about people questioning him, whether, he was healthy or not and everything else, because he listened to his body and he made the decision that was best for him. Contrary to, what KD did, where you turn around, the doctors cleared him. And like I said, I know the circumstances were a little bit different, but then he wound up pushing himself and then got injured. And now he's out for at least a year. And that's just to recover to get back on the court. And it's probably going to take another year just for you to get back to being yourself, like feeling 100%. Because a lot of people, when they come back from an Achilles, you're able to get back on the court.
Yeah.
But you're not the same player. It's still tight. So,
not unless he got some German doctors or something.
Them human growth hormones.
Right.
Them stem cells.
Whatever T'Challa was taking, man, that's what we all need to be taking. We need
go to Wakanda.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Suri, help it out.
But I like what Kawhi said. They asked him about that last year. He said he didn't listen to anybody. He just trusted himself, and he talked about with his family and close people. But other than that, he didn't listen to anybody else. And because he said he didn't want to come back as the third or fourth guy. No, he said if I can't come back health wise and be the number one guy, I at least want to be able to be the number two or three guy. He said, and if I can't do that, there's no need in rushing back to be the fifth or sixth guy.
Yeah,
I'll just wait. That's what he said at a post game yesterday.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can respect that. And just even if it wasn't about basketball, just I know my body
that's the key.
I'm not ready and you can't force me to do a thing.
You think about Derrick Rose. You think about I wonder how often Derrick Rose probably tried to push coming back before he was actually ready. And I think one year he was just kind of like, I'm good. Even though he's been cleared, he was like, nah, I'm not going out there because he doesn't feel right. I mean, these athletes, to be an athlete on this level, a professional athlete, you have to be in tune with your body.
Yeah.
And I don't care what a doctor says, you know your body and you know what you're feeling. And there's some stuff, don't get me wrong, everybody plays hurt. Especially when you're on a professional level, everybody plays hurt. Everybody gets nicked up here and there. But there's a difference between playing hurt and playing injured.
And I think some of these guys
are playing while injured or on the cusp of injury. So.
Yeah. And Marty brought up a good point. I guess before we were recording, he was saying that, well, you know, all your muscles are essentially connected. So if you have a calf injury and, you know, you're doing certain things, it's like,
you can compensate, overcompensate.
And my cousin taught me a long time, like, if my calf is hurting, then there's a potential that I could hurt my anything lower than that and anything higher than that, because everything else is working harder just because we're lacking a teammate. You know, we're one chain, one unit, so we gotta, yeah.
I got you.
It just sucks.
It does. It's, you know, as a sports fan, one of the things I never want to do, even if it's a team that I can't stand the Cowboys. I'm not a Lakers fan or anything. But I never wish injury on anybody because they work so hard to get to that point.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those where you just feel bad because it's a long recovery right now. You know, you got surgery, you got to wait for swelling to go down, you have to go through rehab, and that's just to get your knee and, you know, everything working right. Never mind getting on a court again or on a football field or baseball or hockey or whatever it may be, whatever your sport is.
Yeah.
So I always hate seeing players get injured.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel bad for them, man. And that's any athlete. I don't care who you are. I don't care what team you play for. I just, you know, thoughts go out to KD and –
Clay
and
too.
Clay and you know
that was tough.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah,
but I shout out to Golden State, man. They scrapped.
Yeah, they did.
They scrapped. They still had a chance.
They did.
And I promise you, if Toronto had lost that last night, because I was going for Toronto, not necessarily for Toronto. I think I was just rooting for Kawhi because that dude, you know.
Yeah.
That dude is amazing.
Yeah.
And I was shouting out for, you know, I was cheering for Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
But if Toronto had lost last night, man, you don't deserve it. I'm like, you know what, I'm done. I was rooting for you. You know, you lost game two, you know, no problem. Y'all won back-to-back, you know, in Golden State. Lost game, what was that, four, I think?
Yeah, game four.
Game three or four, something like that. And then, you know, it's like, okay, but Clay's out, KD is out. But either way, all you got is Steph, and y'all still can't win.
Now, one thing, like people are gonna question Steph Curry and his people are already doing it, saying that he ain't this, ain't that, he not a real.
What?
Like I had somebody tell me he wasn't a real MVP caliber player because he didn't do it in the finals, even though he averaged something like 26 game in finals, man, every finals he's played in. But that's
that here, dude, there. Every time I watch Steph, I'm amazed.
Yeah.
Like anytime that comes off his hand, like I'm surprised when he misses.
Yeah.
Like that.
They were saying you can't count on Steph in the clutch moment.
Stop.
Now he's over 8 in the last 20 seconds the finals, but that's neither here nor there. What I will say, though, I ain't never seen this happen against any other NBA great, or just any other NBA player. This ain't even happened to Iverson. They boxed and won Steph Curry in the NBA Finals.
Yes.
Forget the Finals. In the NBA, you got somebody. They boxed and won of me.
That's how good that dude is.
Right.
He is so and the thing about Steph, he's deadly without the ball.
Right.
Like, he just constantly moves. It is ridiculous, man.
Right, right. So, man, that was fun. I'm excited. I'm going to be bored until the Big Three comes because I don't watch any other sports.
Big Three's in Charlotte, man.
They're going to be in Charlotte. They're stopping in Charlotte?
Yeah, the 29th.
Of what?
June. You're going to be out of town.
Oh, you are, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I have a golf outing.
Oh.
Got a golf outing with the family.
I'm not going to be out of town. Not unless I choose to go out of town.
Oh, you were supposed to be out of town.
This one. Yeah, going to the ATL for our company's convention, man. About to be live in Atlanta. It's about to be dope. But I'm scared, though, because it's like, in our company, I think it's like 120,000 reps.
Oh, wow.
And so probably 80,000 going to show up. But that's a problem. But you know what else is going on in Atlanta?
What's that?
Freakneek is happening.
They brought it back.
They bringing it back. That's going to be in Atlanta. And also, y'all's thing, the Black Greek Festival cookout, whatever y'all do in Atlanta.
Oh, that's dope.
But you know how many Negroes about to be in Atlanta?
Hey, man.
Well, Atlanta already small.
Yeah.
That's a, bruh. It's gonna be a nonstop party. People ain't gonna know who with who. Who here for conventions and conferences? Yeah. Who here to twerk? Y'all,
it's all gonna be one big party, man.
Bro, one big party.
One big party.
So if you catch me on Peachtree, shimmy and just.
You know how many peach trees are in
yo,
Atlanta?
So many.
So many peach trees.
I'm like, dang.
Like, you look up Peachtree in Atlanta and it's like 20 peach trees. I'm like, which one?
Which one am I supposed to be on?
Man.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. That's like Martin Luther King. Yeah. Martin Luther King Drives. There's a Martin Luther King Drive in every urban.
Boulevard. Street. Yeah.
Street, yeah. In every city.
Yeah.
In America. There's a Martin Luther
all
King.
All in the hood.
Yes.
I haven't been
and
to
I wouldn't want to be to any one of them. Right. I wouldn't want to be on any one of them.
Right. That's doggone shame, man. People that live on... Man, I see, this is why... If I went to HBCU, like, I might have lost my mind my freshman year. But my second and third year...
Yeah.
Every building I see named after somebody great, I got to step my game up. I can't walk into the Frederick Douglass auditorium.
Oh, I tried to get you to at least name a gym after me. I couldn't get that from you. So, I mean.
But the lady I named. Was,
I know, I got you.
I'm saying.
You gave me a wing. I appreciate
it.
Yeah,
you get it. You get a wing if I hit the lottery. But yeah.
I appreciate it.
You know, at Fairfield Middle. We're going to change the name, like I said. But yeah. But no, it's like, yo, this building is named after Barack Obama or after Martin Luther King or Malcolm X. Like, you can't be half-stepping, man. You can't be... You gotta come with it. Like, you gotta step your game up. You have to at least meet where they are.
Yeah.
Because the building is named after Booker T. Washington. Are you serious? And I'm out here acting a fool. I'm out here smoking. I'm out here, you know, cheating
drinking
on my girl.
Yeah.
Even though black men don't cheat. You know, black men don't cheat. So
nah. Yesterday was National Black Men Don't Cheat Day.
Yeah, yesterday was National Black Men Don't Cheat. So we are... I mean, I know you celebrate it, right?
Yeah, of course.
You celebrate every day, right?
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
Every day.
So, ladies, yeah, let you know, hey, this black brother over here and Marty, they married. So, don't come with it because black men don't cheat. And they will quickly redirect you to their wives and then you can talk to them about
there
that.
There you go.
Anytime
you want to give me your number, let me just, I'll give it to my, go ahead and give it to my wife.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go ahead and put Cordelia on FaceTime and let her talk.
You know, one of the things I've learned, you know, like I have female friends and, you know, I have female contacts.
Yeah.
But I don't need any new female friends.
No new friends. Yeah.
No. So, and the ones that I do have or the ones I do know, my wife has vetted. She is thoroughly vetted.
She done checked them out.
She done checked them. I make it a point.
I'm going to have to remember that.
Yeah. She knows if it's a female that I contact or a female that I speak to, and I don't speak to a lot of them like that regularly.
Yeah.
But if I do... She has already vetted them.
Yeah.
I could give her the phone and she could talk to that individual. Yeah.
And y'all know why Mike does that? I'm gonna say it one more time before we get out of here.
Black men don't cheat.
That's right. Well, man, this has been fun. Another fun episode.
Doubt.
Hope
yes.
you guys enjoy it.
Enjoy.
We're gonna get out of here. Peace.
Y'all take care. Peace.